Imagine a father promises his 10-year-old son, Billy, that he will buy him a fancy, brand new electric bike for his birthday. Billy is super excited. Those things are expensive. Billy has wanted one for a very long time, but he never dreamed he could have one of his own. "Do you mean it, Dad? Do you promise?" "I promise," Dad said. "For real?" Billy replies. "For real. I promise," Dad assures him. "Thank you, Dad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." Billy shouts his thanks in glee as he jumps around the room, unable to contain his excitement. He waits with great anticipation, and finally the big day of his birthday arrives. Then, on his birthday, his dad throws a party, and Billy arrives. There he sees it, an electric bike with a beautiful bow on it. But the bike is pink. Billy doesn't like pink. As he starts to ask Dad what is going on, he hears Dad say to Billy's twin sister, Sally, "Sally, come on up and get your bike." "Okay," Billy thinks, "Dad must have another bike for me." "Where's my bike, Dad?" Billy asks. "I didn't get you one," Dad replies. Crushed with disappointment and tears welling up in his eyes, Billy replies, But you promised." "I know," Dad replies, "but I decided to get Sally one instead." "What's the problem?" Dad asks. "It's her birthday too. I'll get you one next year." "Yeah, right," Billy thought to himself. "How could I ever trust you again?" "What is the problem?" "It's not hard to see. If you make a promise, you should keep it. And if you make a promise and break it, do not be surprised if people don't trust you anymore. If you've had promises made to you and broken, you know how this feels. And if so, perhaps you have trouble trusting anyone, even God. But I have good news. Did you know there are some things even God can't do? And this is actually very good news. Let me share with you why. Imagine a king who could never be trusted to keep his word. One day he might promise his people that he would protect them from invasion. The next day he might sell some of them into slavery. One day he'd promise to give them food. The next day he might decide to feed some of them to the wolves on a whim. In many ancient religions, the gods people worshipped were arbitrary and evil, a bit like evil superheroes. Behind these ancient false gods, scripture tells us, were actually demons masquerading as gods. They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not fear. Paul writes further in 1 Corinthians 10:20, "The things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God." Again, these false gods the people worshipped were arbitrary and evil, a bit like evil superheroes. They had all kinds of amazing supernatural powers and traits, but they acted even more selfishly and wickedly than humans. And that's an awful combination. Massive power wielded wickedly. Could you imagine trying to serve anyone like that? Whether it was a human king or false gods, whoever. You would never know what to do to please them, and you could never have any confidence that there would be any fairness or justice. The God of the Bible is the opposite. He is not only perfectly unselfish and perfectly good, but he tells his people exactly what he expects in his law. And the law he prescribes is not for his good, but for ours, the only way for us to flourish, like an instruction manual. How much better would it be to serve a God who always makes it clear how to be in relationship to him? The God of the Bible does that. He gives us his law of unselfish love. Isn't that wonderful news? Further, he commits himself to always keeping his own laws. He enters into covenants, and that's a fancy way of referring to agreements, kind of like a marriage relationship, in which God promises loyalty and blessings toward his people. Over and over again in the Bible, God makes promises. But what if God broke his promises? This is impossible. How do I know that? Because God's promises are unbreakable. Referring to his promises, Hebrews 6 verse 18 says, "It is impossible for God to lie." Scripture says elsewhere that God cannot lie. And elsewhere still, the Bible teaches, even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. So does God make promises? The God of the Bible indeed makes promises over and over again. But would God ever break his promises? Never. We have seen that is impossible. He cannot deny himself. But that means that whatever promises God makes will morally limit his future actions to be in accordance with those promises. This is sometimes referred to as self-limitation. It doesn't make God any less powerful, but it does morally restrict what he will do in the future. God will never act in a way that is contrary to love, and he will never, ever break his promises. Now, we are so familiar with arbitrary leaders in our day. But God always keeps his promises. This is wonderful news. We can trust his promises and pray to him with confidence, as I explain further in my book, Why We Pray. But in this regard, pause for a moment. You may have been let down by people. Someone, maybe a lot of someones, broke their promise to you. And now you wonder if you can ever trust anyone again. God will never let you down. He will never break his promises. And that last part is crucial. We tend to waver back and forth, morally and otherwise. But with God, there is no variation or shadow of turning. His goodness is constant. 1 John 1 verse 5 teaches, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And Deuteronomy 32 adds, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. People will let you down. God never will. Whatever your past, however much you change, God remains the same and seeks to save you. From him come all good gifts. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Once again, God will never let you down. He will never break his promises. And God promises that if you put your trust in him, everything will be all right in the end. There is a world to come. As Paul writes in Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.